If approved, striking laborers in the state could collect unemployment benefits during the duration of a strike, lockout, or trade dispute, which is currently prohibited. Lorena Gonzalez is the executive secretary of the California Labor Federation. She says the bill will give cushion to workers in need of assistance while striking.
Unemployment insurance is paid into for every single worker. What we're trying to do is to stop the prohibition of striking workers from getting that insurance. It's cruel. It's unnecessary. If you look at other states who offer unemployment insurance for striking workers, we know that it's doable.
Opponents say the bill imposes an unfair tax burden on all California employers, not just those with striking workers. Robert Mautry is a policy advocate for the California Chamber of Commerce. He says the legislation would also threaten an already insolvent California unemployment insurance fund.
The vast majority of California employers have never had a strike, will never have a strike, but will see increased tax payments because of this bill. At the present point, it does not differ from last year's bill, which raises the question if the governor will view it differently.
The bill received a 4-1 vote and won initial approval in the Public Employment and Retirement Policy Committee. Tony Rodriguez, Cap Radio News.